So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
And what time is it?
It's 11 to 2, and then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.
One of the things I wanted to do during this pandemic is get a hold of people in the area, or basically people anywhere, and find out what they're doing to cope with this, especially if they're a business owner. If they're a business owner, I want to know how they are getting along, and if there's anything that I can do to help. Well, on this episode of Hartford County Living with Rich Bennett, I had the pleasure of talking to a young lady who, believe it or not, runs three businesses. Each one is being affected differently. I think you'll understand why once I talk to her, but she's also got some great tips for those of you that are working from home for the first time. Stay tuned. If you like great music and programs, then I suggest you listen to our sponsor, WHFC 91.1 FM. The great thing is you can listen to them online as well. Just go to WHFC911.org. So for my friends over in England, Italy, and Seattle, and everywhere else, go online, listen to them. It's good college radio and local. Now, the thing is, though, with college radio, they need your help. And they can stay on the air and bring you the great programs and music with donations from you. So again, go to WHFC911.org, listen to them online, and make a donation.
Welcome to Hartford County Living with Rich Bennett. My name is Adam Schellenbarger from Joppatown, the preacher of Joppatown Christian Church, and sometimes co-host of this podcast. Each week, you'll hear roundtable discussions and interviews with people that have ties to Hartford County, Maryland, and learn something new that will leave you wanting more. Now, here's your host, professional DJ, entrepreneur, podcaster, and all-around nice guy and kind of old guy, Rich Bennett.
How you doing, Heidi?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Now, let's talk about the first business, which is, was it Learning?
It's Leading Lights.
Leading Lights. Okay, now, how is this affecting you? Because you help out with education, right?
I do. I help students and families navigate higher education. So I really work with students from eighth grade on, making sure they're taking the right classes and doing the right things. But the bulk of what I do is work with juniors and seniors getting out of college, applying for college, doing financial aid and scholarships, and through that whole process. And it's been a really uncertain time for education in general since this came up. So it's been challenging.
I was going to say, because with that, I mean, I'm sure kids are still looking for scholarships though, right?
They are. And so, you know, really I've got kind of two different pockets of students and families I'm working with right now. The group that's kind of breaking my heart are the seniors, because I fully believe they will not be going back to school for the rest of the year. And, you know, they're going to miss their senior proms and all those senior things.
And possibly graduation.
One of my clients gave me her prom dress the other day, and I'm just thinking, oh, sweetie, you're probably not going to have that. But since they're already accepted to colleges, they're in the process of deciding, and they're going through the scholarship process. So, you know, a lot of them were going to do that last visit to the school to make their final decision, going there for scholarship interviews and all of that. And now they're having to do that all virtually. So I've been helping them, and they're doing okay with that and trying to keep them motivated to apply for the scholarships. And they're okay. And then my younger students, mainly my sophomores and juniors, I'm really trying to help them spend the time looking at colleges and doing virtual tours. And they had all planned to go there during spring break and see schools. And so we're trying to, trying to find appropriate activities for them, because it can be very beneficial. This is like perfect timing for them to have the time. It's just trying to get them motivated to do it and trying to help families understand. And this really, they're so uncertain about what's coming. They're not really even thinking toward college for their kids. So
Right. They're
trying to think about if they have toilet paper and meat. And it's really hard to kind of get in their heads and say, no, you still need to be planning. The world is going to go on. We have to be ready when we come out of
it. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're still keeping busy in a way, though.
I am. Right now I have about 17 clients I'm working with. They're not all in Maryland, but almost all of them are Harford County. Actually, it's funny, almost all of them are at Patterson Mill High School. I mean, I have a really big cluster right there. So I am keeping busy with them. Usually I try to replace my seniors, and so I'm trying to find new clients to replace my graduating seniors. And that's really stalled because, again, people just aren't thinking about that right now. And so, that's kind of my struggle right now, is to kind of keep in front of people, keep people top of mind, that you need to still be planning forward.
Well, how can we, especially with me, with Harford County Living, how can I help you out to let people know that, you're still out there doing this and they can contact you?
Absolutely. I'm so appreciative. And I'm just so appreciative that you reached out. I mean, the main thing, I think still people don't even know I exist.
Right.
And my services exist, because back in the day when we all went to school, we went to our guidance counselor and they helped us and all of that. And now guidance counselors hardly have time to help, because they're dealing kind of with, bullying and a lot of things that weren't really kind of front of mind when we went to school. And like the national average is 3 minutes that a high school guidance counselor has to help a kid plan for college. And so that's why I stepped. I know, isn't that crazy?
Wow.
That's why I stepped into this space. And now that students don't even have that, since the schools are closed, I'm right here. And my first hour is free, so I'm happy to talk to families and kind of let them know what I do, to let them know even if it's a good fit for them, or at least to get them started. I want kids to keep going to college. We need this. We need everyone to be moving forward. So just kind of getting the word out that I even exist, and they can call me, they can email me, they can hit me on Facebook, any way they want. I have clients they can talk to who are probably their neighbors
right.
Find out what I do. So just getting the word out would be awesome.
Well, we originally connected because you were trying to get a hold of somebody from Jarrettsville Lions Club. Have you actually been out to talk to any other clubs or anything?
Usually what I do is I reach out about the clubs. I usually reach out to contacts that I make and talk to them and have them send me their scholarships. I do presentations with various professionals in the neighborhood. I do a couple of different financial planners, and we talk about planning to pay for college. But I would welcome to speak to any group, and I can do it by Skype if that's the way.
That was going to be my next question.
Yep. Actually, that's how I'm dealing with most of my clients now, is by virtual, by talking to them through Skype. I'm such a people person, so it's kind of killing me not to be face-to-face.
Oh, I'm the same way. I am the same way.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, I'm happy to talk to anyone.
Well, because my thought, too, because I'm sure you want to get a hold of the kids. And
yeah, but you get through the kids through the parents and the grandparents.
Right. Because I know with, of course, Scouts, I don't even know if they're meeting anymore. But your Lions Club have the Leos Club.
Mm-hmm.
And the Leos are anywhere from 12 to 18.
Perfect.
Which I would think is those are the ones you want to talk to. Now, I do know
Bel
Air has a new Leo Club. I think they're called the Volantine Club. I don't know if they're doing virtual meetings or not, but I do know that my club is, the Art My Leo Club. So I will actually contact both of them to find out if they're doing, well, I know ours is, but I'll contact Bel Air because I know they got a ton of kids, and see if they're doing virtual meetings, because whatever I can do to help out. So,
and I'm not I'm not a hard sell. So, I mean, I don't sit there and be like, you know, hire me. So what I like to do is just give a presentation. Like I do a 1-hour presentation on how to pick the right college.
Yeah.
And what they can be doing now at home to do that.
Right. Yeah. So, they got all that downtime. Now's the time to do it.
Exactly.
And I'm sure the parents are at home with them. And this way, if they're keeping busy doing this stuff, the parents aren't wringing their necks. So
exactly. It's a win-win situation.
Now, the other business, because you do band management, right? Or booking bands.
I do. I book bands for different venues, and I manage bands. And that world is sadly, you know, not happening at all because no one can gather. So
right.
A lot of my bands are trying to get, you know, keep busy by posting stuff on Facebook and, you know, trying to stay at top of mind of, you know, people. But it's just really hard because for some of them, that's their full income. And it's not a traditional job where you get laid off and you can file unemployment. It's a little tricky.
I was going to say, how many of those bands are actually doing, because you see a lot of the country stars and everybody else doing like concerts online.
Mm-hmm.
How many of the bands that you take care of are doing that?
Most of them. Let's just say the acoustic bands. Any of the bigger bands, they're not able to gather. So it's mainly my single acoustic, single and duo groups that are doing that. But they're posting a lot of stuff out there for free.
Yeah.
And I even talked to one of them, and we were trying to see if we could get into, like, on the, you know, kind of the public access TV or whatever it's called, mm-hmm. at, like, in a nursing home, to do a sing-along hour or something just to keep people busy.
Yeah. I was going to say, how far in advance do the nightclubs and everything book out?
Oh, a year out. So, you know, I mean, I've bookings, you know, months from now, festivals and all of that,
okay.
and they're already canceling. You know,
wow.
Now, the good news is, yeah, once everything opens back up, there's going to be a mad rush and people are going to be super busy. But for now, you know, a lot of people use this income either as their main income or, you know, supplemental income to help pay tuition or whatever it is. So
right.
it's really a rough time in the music world.
Oof, man. That's, you know what? Hopefully soon, this will all blow over and we'll just have a big giant festival party and all the bands can come.
Okay, and I want to plan it, so pick me. Yep.
Okay, well, of course. And now the third business that you do is what, restoration?
It's roofing restoration. Actually, my boyfriend and I take kind of old, sad furniture or old farm equipment or whatever it is and repurpose it. He's an artist. I'm an archaeologist, so I can kind of learn the history of it and some of that. You know, he's got the eye and the skills with woodworking and all of that. And we restore it into something new that people can use. That right now, since no one's, you know, we sell online a lot.
I was going to ask you that. That's good.
Okay. Yeah, so we can put it on our front door because people can come pick it up and, you know, just Venmo us the money or something like that. And so, you know, we're going to be spending a lot of our time, you know, in the basement, you know, working on furniture right now. So.
Right.
That's good. So we're hoping that'll keep us sane and maybe make a little bit of money. But the other thing is people are just scared to spend money right now because they just don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So this is like an extra. This is like something they don't need. So, you know, we're starting to see that tighten up a lot too.
And wait a minute, you say your boyfriend's an artist?
He's actually, he's in marketing. He owns a marketing company,
okay.
But he's a graphic artist, but he's just an artist. So he's also a musician. He's in one of the bands that I work with. So,
okay. Because one of the problems, on the website, I always feature an artist of the week. And I'm having a hard time finding local artists.
I can help you with that.
Okay.
I know lots of local artists.
Oh, great. And to me, an artist is also an author, a musician.
Yep.
And it sounds like you're keeping busy, which is good. But do you have any tips for anybody out there that may be struggling? And or better yet, even scared? Because I know a lot of business owners are scared.
It's a really scary time because, you know, I talk to a lot of people and I'm in a lot of networking groups and we're all staying connected. And people are just scared because they really don't know what the future brings. And my best recommendation is try to figure out how you can help people now
right.
to prepare for the future. What can you do services can you offer now? It's kind of like, you know, General Motors switching over to doing ventilators. Mm-hmm. What can your business do now to kind of stay top of mind, even if it's just informational things that you can put out on the web or something like that. So when this people are going to be like, you know, I remember somebody talking about this and I'm going to contact them and have them, you know, design my website or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Just kind of stay busy. It's really, I'm a huge extrovert. It's kind of killing me to be in the house, but I'm trying to keep really busy, but forward looking busy, not just, I do watch Netflix, yeah, but I'm not spending my day watching Netflix. I'm still working. I'm still getting up and showering and getting dressed and doing all of that stuff to try to keep myself in a pattern and in a rhythm. I find that it's been really helpful. I mean, we're only on a couple days in, but I'm already feeling the walls creeping in. So
you know
trying to do that helps me.
You just said something, because you're like me. You work from home, right?
Mm-hmm.
But do you have a routine? I mean, the same routine, do you get up a certain time every day and all that?
I do. I have to. And
right.
So, you know, and if anybody sees me on Facebook, they know I've got this crazy dog who takes a lot of my time. So, you know, that's kind of my break is I'll take Mayhem for a walk or, you know, I'll play with him a little bit. But, yeah, I get up, you know, I shower, I have my coffee, eat breakfast. You know, I work for a while, then I work out, then I work for a while, then, you know, make dinner. Like, I really have to kind of pretend it's a job. And I was right in, you know, the work world for a very long time. And I find routines are important. And then if I take a day off, it's like super special.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a vacation day. I'm going to take Friday off and go hiking. And then it feels like a big deal. It's good.
Yeah. And the reason I asked you that is because, you know, now a lot of these businesses, the people are working from home and they've mm-hmm. never done that. And I see a lot of them, you know, I talk to some of them and they're getting anxiety. They're, you know, of course, first they're like, right, oh, great, I get to work from home. But right, since you and I do it and others that I've talked to that do it all the time, you have to set that routine.
You do, and then I set goals. You know, at the end of every day, I write what I'm going to get done the next day, and then I reevaluate that. And even if it's, like, really small goals, for me, checking something off a list is really important. And a lot of the things I do don't have, like, an end date. I don't finish a report and turn it in. So I have to set benchmarks to keep me motivated and to keep me feel like I'm actually doing something and kind of not to get depressed at all.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Otherwise, my boss will fire me.
I know, right? Oh, my boss is a tough one. Ooh.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, my boss, that drill sergeant comes out and him, and I'm like, uh-oh, nope. And then everybody looks at me kind of weird because I'm talking to myself and arguing with myself. But
I know. And then my dog looks at me like, he's going to buy me food.
Tilts the head and everything.
Terrible. I know. Terrible.
God. Well, Heidi, thank you so much. And again, anything I can do to help you out, send it my way. Same with the artist. And actually, any post that you do on your page, just tag Harford County Living In, and what I'll do is share that out as well. The more exposure, the better.
I thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Great talking to you. And everyone stay safe and stay home.
You too. Thanks, Heidi.
All right. Bye-bye.
I want to thank Heidi for calling in and being part of that episode. Now, her three businesses, because it's the one thing that I forgot to ask, but that's one good thing about doing this. I can always edit it and put it at the end. Leading Lights Consulting. And that is the one where she helps students and families navigate college selection, admissions, you know, financial aid and scholarships. The other one, and I'm going to give you the number, so don't worry about it. The other one is Third Set Music Management. Third Set Music Management, of course, that's managing artist bookings, promotions, you know, a little bit of everything when it comes to music. And the fourth one is Freestone Restoration. They've been taking items and giving them a new look. So those are the three businesses, and you can contact her at 443-931-0720. Again, it's 443-931-0720. If you have an idea or something or someone you would like to hear on the podcast, let me know by sending an email to podcast@HarfordCountyLiving.com. Again, that's podcast@HarfordCountyLiving.com. Also, if you can, please leave a review so I can determine what guests to get on and what subjects to discuss. So whether you listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, whatever you can leave a review on, Podchaser, even on my website, please do so. And another thing, very big, please support the show. I'm a small business owner myself, and yeah, a lot of businesses right now aren't really advertising. So if you go to buymeacoffee.com/HarcoLiving, that's HarcoLiving. Again, that's buymeacoffee.com/HarcoLiving. You could go ahead and, you know, make a donation, become a member, just support. You can either do it monthly or about a year or just one time. So again, I appreciate it. And thank you very much. And everybody, please stay safe out there. Stay healthy. And I'll talk to you again next week.